This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said on Thursday that a hand audit of ballots in the state had confirmed that Joe Biden was the winner of the November 3rd election in Georgia. Raffensperger told WSB-TV the audit has aligned very close to what we had on election night reporting. It's so close, it's not a thimble full of difference. Raffensperger said there was no doubt that the state would certify Biden's victory on Friday. The confirmation makes Biden the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the southern U.S. state in almost three decades, despite his rival Donald Trump's claims of fraud. Trump, who has claimed without evidence that there were widespread irregularities and fraud in states that he lost to Biden, including Georgia, can still request a recount after the results are certified because the margin of victory in Georgia was less than one-half of 1%. President-elect Joe Biden met with Republican and Democratic state governors Thursday on how to best fight the coronavirus pandemic as President Donald Trump continued his efforts to block the transition of power. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden paused several times and saying it's hard to fathom how the president thinks.
I'm confident he knows he hasn't won and is not going to be able to win, and we're going to be sworn in on January 20th.
And says the president's bid to sow doubts about the election sends a damaging message about how democracy works to Americans and the world.
They're witnessing incredible irresponsibility.
Citing what he calls the president's outrageous White House invitation to Michigan state lawmakers in an apparent bid to overturn Biden's win in the battleground state.
There's questions whether it's even legal.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. With the coronavirus surging out of control, the top public health agency in the United States pleaded with Americans on Thursday not to travel for Thanksgiving. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The CDC's Dr. Aaron Salber-Schatz says the plea comes after more than 1 million new virus cases were reported over the last week. She says the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is at home with people in your household. If college students or members of the military are coming home, the CDC suggests keeping things outdoors if possible, with people 6 feet apart and wearing masks, with just one person serving the food. Coronavirus surges were seen last summer after Memorial Day and July 4th, despite similar warnings. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says an emergency use authorization request for a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech is expected to be filed with the Food and Drug Administration on Friday.
Pfizer's partner, BioNTech, has announced that tomorrow they intend to file for emergency use authorization at the FDA. We would expect to see Moderna filing soon also.
The FDA did not say how long it would take to review the data on vaccine efficacy and safety, the two main criteria. The BioNTech Pfizer shot and another one being developed by the U.S. firm Moderna have taken the lead in the global chase for a vaccine. After large-scale trial data this month showed that their shots were around 95% effective against COVID-19. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday visited the Golan Heights, an area that Israel seized from Syria in the 1967 Six-Day War and later annexed. In a break from the rest of the international community, U.S. President Donald Trump recognized the territory as part of Israel last year. Earlier Thursday, Pompeo became the first top American diplomat to visit an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank. The moves reflected the Trump administration's acceptance of Israeli settlements, which the Palestinians and most of the international community view as a violation of international law and a major obstacle to peace. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid rose last week to 742,000, the first increase in 5 weeks and a sign that the resurgent viral outbreak is likely slowing the economy and forcing more companies to cut jobs. The worsening pandemic and the arrival of cold weather could accelerate layoffs in the weeks ahead. Of the roughly 20 million Americans now receiving some form of unemployment benefits, about half will lose those benefits when two federal programs